T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 1 year anniversary of the Commanders. We are the Commanders. Help us celebrate. Not really, but she does a great job covering the team. It's our friend Nikki Jobvala. Nikki joins us via the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Nick, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We gotta start by figuring some stuff out here. Okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
Please explain to us how it took you 19 hours to get to Mobile, Alabama.
Because I sure thought you were out the country, Nikki. I thought you had flown to another country.
Yeah, like via Turkey.
The picture you put, you
were in Mobile.
But the picture you put looked like you were in some nice place overlooking some stuff. And I was like, okay, where did she go?
The Gulf of Mobile.
Yeah, that was my Titanic picture for you. So I was in KC for the AFC Championship. Left at 4 a.m. And I had a connecting flight through Dallas to get to, and then I had to go to Pensacola and then drive over from Pensacola to Mobile.
Wow. Was it the Dallas ice storm?
Yeah, so my 2 flights were delayed a combined like 5 hours. And then I finally got into Pensacola, I want to say at around 7, and then I drove over. It's like a little over an hour drive to Mobile.
My guess was you were flying into Mobile, and that's why you had a connector. But you were even doing the flight into Pensacola, which is the smarter move.
My mindset was like, look, right. Nikki got through with football season. She said, I'm out this joint for a while.
No, I ended up in Mobile, Alabama. That's where I ended up after 19 hours. But,
part
of the job.
How long is it? Like, I feel like the flight to Sydney, Australia might be only 17 hours.
I feel like I could have ended up anywhere in that stretch.
Right. You could have ended up in like the Maldives or something.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's talk about, there's a lot to talk about. But let's start with what you saw, who you talked to down in Mobile. The Senior Bowl's down there. Tell us who from the Commanders was down there. I believe just about everybody besides Ron. Give us the lay of the land at the Senior Bowl.
So pretty much the whole personnel department. Jack Del Rio, Brent Bieselmeyer, Christian Garcia, defensive assistant. They were down there as well as Eric Stokes, of course, Martin, Marty. Marty was on the field fixated on the offensive line, guys, as for much of Tuesday's practice.
I'm glad somebody
maybe all
is.
Of it. Yeah. you could see Martin and Eric Stokes up in the stands watching. A lot of their scouts were there. So they had a pretty big contingent. And then, of course, you had the 4 coaches who were actually involved in the practices, Ryan Kerrigan, Jennifer King, Travell Warden was there, and I'm blanking on one other. Jacobs was there. So they had a strong contingent there.
That's good. You said it was Herney watching the O-line?
Herney was he was fixated on the O-line for quite a bit of time.
Okay. Good. Smart.
I like that.
I think they're going to have to do a lot there. 16th pick, probably. What is your prediction for any sort of sexiness? Like, it's probably going to be an O-lineman or a corner, I think. You think there's any chance of a crazy trade or if Anthony Richardson's there or any of that?
I always think of this team trades, they're always going to trade back. I don't know. I have trouble seeing them making a really big move up. If we're talking cracking the top 10 or something, because that just is so costly. And again, with their ownership situation, that's always going to create questions of what they can do and what they will do. But and then also depends a lot on free agency and on what holes they can fill there. But I would lean O-line, cornerback. Those are two really strong positions in this year's class. Tight end is another spot they really need some help in. Question is, do you take a first round pick a tight end? Do you wait till the second? There's pretty strong tight end class, but there's that kid from Notre Dame who's supposed to be really, really good. So they have options there for sure. I mean, it's another good defensive line class, but they're pretty well stocked there. Especially if they try to bring back Daron Payne, but we'll see on that. They certainly need, they got to fill out that O-line. They got to really invest in that group.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I think you could argue they need five new starters. Or you
it's very possible.
At least the interior. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Do not miss it. 11:45, we're giving away Wiz tickets. Right now, we're talking with our friend Nikki Jobvalla. You can give her a follow on Twitter and Instagram, at Nikki Jobvalla. Go to her Instagram page. Look at her Titanic picture after she arrived in Mobile, Alabama, after 19 hours of travel. You touched on something there that I don't think we've given enough run to yet. Everybody knows that most of free agency deals, or at least a lot of them, kind of start to get really hammered out during the scouting combine in Indianapolis at the end of the month. But some of those conversations start now in Mobile, where you've got a whole bunch of people. There's agents floating around, coaches, GMs, scouts. What do you think happens?
That's how the Champ Bailey trade was done.
Yeah.
At the Senior Bowl.
It's crazy. What do you think happens with Payne?
I kind of think they tag him. Get them back for another year and then kind of see where they're at. I keep bringing up this ownership thing just because it creates so much uncertainty about the long-term future. And when you're looking at a guy like that, of course you want to talk about the long-term. I mean, this is a kid that had the best year of his life and he's still young. He's only like 25 still. And he's looking at a second contract already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he is a player in, it's rare that you get guys come up this young for their second contract, especially playing the way that he is. But he's really going to have options that could really, you know, push up the price. I mean, you look at Chicago, gosh, they could really use a guy like him. I think they tag him. I don't think he's going to like that, obviously, because it only gives him 1 year security, but he's young enough to where he could still get a pretty heavy second contract at, you know, 26, 27.
Do you think if they tag him, do they get a long term deal, or do they just tag him to keep him around 1 year? Because that I gotta tell JP all the time.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the room when I was on the executive committee, and we were talking about getting a way of the teams keeping their best players, but the league has used this as more of a deterrent than they have used it to try to keep their best players, and that's what I wonder. If you're not gonna get a long term deal, let the dude go.
Right. Right. No, and I mean, that's a good point. The question there is always, how much are you going to invest in the defensive line? It's one position group out of multiple, and you got a lot of needs still on this roster. It's so much better built than it was, you know, 2-3 years ago, but you still got needs. You got needs on the offensive line, tight end, corner that we talked about, and you got, you know, Montez's deal coming up. You got Chase Young. You got to decide on, of course, you're going to pick up his fifth-year option this year. I mean, you're spending quite a bit on that line already. How much do you want to invest? I think they could tag him and then negotiate throughout the summer and maybe reach a long-term deal. I think they should. But you got to really have a plan 2, 3, 4 years down the road of how you're going to build out this roster. And can you do that with the uncertainty of ownership?
Who's cutting the check and when?
For them this year. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a really complicated situation, especially with ownership, because if you were to get a long-term deal done, then you'd have to put a whole bunch of money in escrow, and who wants to do that right now? I think is a huge part of this. I wonder if the transition tag...
Does that affect the tag?
The tag is... It's guaranteed right away.
But I'm saying, ownership... I guess the confusion, does that affect them being able to put a tag on?
No, maybe. We don't know that answer.
Good question.
Right?
Yeah.
I also don't think Daron's going to be happy about a tag. I just, that's a personal vibe. I don't think.
I don't think any player is. You know, when you get to that point, you want your second deal. You want security. And, yeah, you get money up front and it's fully guaranteed and it's usually a good amount, but it's 1 year. And anything can happen in this game, right? I mean, you get hurt while you're on the tag. I mean, that there goes your security probably for your next contract. So
right.
When you have a season like this, you want to get what you're due now.
And it doesn't help Washington, and probably does help Duran, that the Bears and the Falcons are the two teams with the absolute most salary cap space, and both of their GMs on the record have said, yeah, we need help on the interior of our defensive line.
Right. And don't forget Atlanta, you know, Kyle Smith.
Right.
That's where he is. If anybody knows Daron Payne better than Washington, it's him. Yeah.
And Atlanta's pretty close to Birmingham, where Daron's mom is from. Daron's mom has, I believe it's, I want to say it's lupus. There's some health issues there. A lot going on there. So we're going to run out of time with you, Nick. There's so much to discuss with this team. OC, where do you think we're at? I don't think that Anthony Lynn interview was checking a box. I think Lynn could be a very serious candidate.
I think he should be a very serious candidate. I mean, this is a guy with head coaching experience, well-respected in the league. I mean, I think he could be very interesting. So I'll say I think they're waiting to, you know, for Bieniemy to get done with the Super Bowl and go from there. But I would expect next week there's a decision. I would hope by next week there's a decision.
I think of the people they've interviewed, and that is Zampezi, Shermer, London, Studsville, Brown, Lynn. I think Lynn is the best candidate of the people they've interviewed.
I agree. I think anybody who has had the experience of running a team himself has the offensive experience. I mean, to me, he's incredibly intriguing. Intriguing. And now he has the experience of being, you know, in the system in L.A. or in San Fran. I mean, I think he's a really strong candidate. I really hope they seriously consider him.
Well, the only downside is you won't be able to use the ridiculously sad stats from your time in Denver with Shermer. We'll see.
I saw you guys talk to Big Al, too.
Yeah.
So,
dude, he was awesome.
Confirmation.
I want to – this all kind of ties together. So last question here. Ownership might be changing, but today marks 1 year of the new name, of the rebrand of all of it. You and I sat in the cold as they introduced the rebrand at FedEx Field a year ago today. I think the introduction was underwhelming. I think that's, you know, fair to say. How do you feel about everything 1 year later?
I mean, I think some people have warmed up to it, but it's never really, it still hasn't really stuck. And, you know, in their defense, it's so early, but at the same time, we keep bringing up ownership, but I still think now everybody's like, great, they'll change it again. I don't think people have really embraced it, and maybe they wouldn't have no matter the name. But I just feel like this one, I mean, I have my own personal feelings about it, and I don't want to overgeneralize for everybody else, but this one just doesn't feel like it's really, you know, grabbed the full fan base.
I think the people that embrace it early are the ones that are still embracing. There are some that never will. And also, I think if the winning was better, you might have gained some people. But the fact that we ended stagnant, I think you lost some people that you could have grabbed.
Right, exactly.
I think winning, above all, would get people to embrace it. It's just a little clunky, but it's growing on me. I'll say that it's growing on me. All right, last one. You still think full sail for Dan?
I mean, as of now, those are all the indications we've seen.
Right.
But, you know. Again, anything can change. You never know with this team.
I assume your next trip is to the Combine in Indianapolis. Will you take a direct flight?
My next trip is actually on Monday to the Super Bowl, and I do have a direct flight.
I guess I forgot we're going to that, too.
He totally forgot about that.
I forgot about
that. He forgot that major, he forgot that major event there, Nikki.
Well, Brian and I are going to work-ish, and you'll be working. Are you covering – are you pool reporter? What are you doing?
Pool reporter for the Eagles for one day, but and the rest just covering the game in the week.
All right. Well, have fun. I'll see you in Phoenix, I'm sure. Thank you for making time. Get some rest.
Of course. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
That's the great Nikki Jobala from the Washington Post. You can give her a follow at Nikki Jobala. We're going to talk Commanders 1 year. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.